Blog Talk Radio.
It's so-
I'm grateful for you.
Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I am so grateful for his goodness. I am so grateful for all he have did and to us. I'm grateful for 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus, that we be thankful. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you come to where you come from, you have to be thankful. When you look back over your life and you realize that you got to where you got and it was not of your own, as much as the enemy tried to sway you to believe that, you know it was God that brought you. You have to be thankful. You probably about like me. You ain't even got a choice of the matter. You have to tell somebody the goodness of the Lord. You have to recognize that he's been so good to you that you have to rejoice in him. No reason the writer said pray without ceasing. And in praying, you ain't begging, you're thanking God in everything. And you're not going to be hindered either by what the flesh say. Hallelujah. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And happy Thankful Thursday to all of us. Amen. Scripture I'd like to open up. Thank you for that song, Pastor. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another faithful Thursday, Father God. We're thanking you for those who have called in. We're thanking you for those who are listening by internet. And we're thankful for our pastor as he continues to teach the word. Father God, we give you praise today. We ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. We fight up anything and everything. They may try to come up against us. They may try to hinder us from drawing closer to you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless our going out and our coming in, Father God, that we will give you praise and that we thank you for everything. So, Lord, just bless those that are listening, those who are asking for prayer. Father God, you know their hearts and their heart's desire. We ask that you will strengthen them where they are weak, build them up where they may be torn down, Father God, and encourage their hearts, Father God, that they can trust in you and lean and depend on you, for that's where our help and our strength comes from. Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are in the hospital or in the nursing homes or maybe even be at home that's not feeling well, Father God. Your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. Be with the bereaved families, Father God. Comfort their heart. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. Be with those that are going through. Let them know they can put their trust in you, Father God, for there is nothing impossible for you to do. As long as we lean and depend on you and ask you to guide and direct. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless the readers and the hearers of your word, Father God, and bless the teacher as he teaches the word today. And Lord, we give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that beautiful prayer, Pastor Bill. Listen, brothers and sisters, today is Thankful Thursday. And if anyone have anything you want to be thankful for, we'll ask you to press 1. And We want to hear you. We want to hear you engage. If there's a scripture, if God did something, touch you, some kind of revelation you've received. I mean, just anything. Just be thankful. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Now, Pastor, I'm just thankful for the word, amen, the scriptures that you have given us and help us to understand God's word more fully. And I appreciate that because it's helping me to grow as well. So many scriptures. Let me just go to John 4. You had mentioned John 4, 24 in one of your teachings this week. So I'm going to read that. John 4, well, I'm going to do 23 and 24. Reading from the King James first. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers so worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Reading it also from the New Living Translation, it says, but the time is coming indeed. It's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we're talking about being spiritual. So right here it tells us that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I think we shared also in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2, where it was telling us that we have to be spiritual. And I know a couple of times you had played that song, that we be spiritual. And that's where we're to be. We can't be concerned about the what we can see, but be more concerned about what we can't see. So this lesson is really dear to my heart, and it lets us know that we must worship him in spirit and in truth, and know that the kingdom of God is not what is in heat and drink, but it is let me just get that scripture. And that's Romans 14. We got that one on yesterday. Romans 14 and verse 17. Oh, no, Romans, yeah, 14, 17. And I'm going to read it. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And reading it from the New Living Translation, it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Huh. Yeah, that part is, so we have to be led by the Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we know that we are able to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Because the scripture says we're looking for true worshipers. And that's where I want to be, with the true worshipers. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else want to share? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Okay. We got Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is so good. I'm going to sing a little bit of my testimony, okay?
Okay.
As I look back over my life, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. I've got a testimony. God has been good. I got a testimony. Come on, Pastor Bell.
Yeah.
I got a testimony.
I got a testimony.
I got a testimony. I got a few. God is so good, though. He is so good. I just thank him. I thank him for his blessings, bringing me out of the hospital.
All right.
He's just so good, you know? I mean, words just cannot, I can't come up with the words to explain the joy in my heart of the Lord. He is just so good. And he's just so good. He's better than me than I be to myself. And I thank him. I just thank him for all his many blessings. And ask the saints to continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that song, too. Amen. Yeah, because I look back over my life, and I think things over. I can truly say that I've been blessed. I got a testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist.
We have another one. I agree with you. When I look back over my life,
woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. I can say I got a testimony too, sister. Praise God. Amen. The nurse came out. They usually come out once a year, depending on what plan you have. And I thank God that all things are well. All things are good. Amen. God be the glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? You know, I'm just excited, man. I'm excited about his word. I'm thankful for his word. Really, today being thankful Thursday, I kind of don't want to get off of where we've been, but I'm thankful for John 16:33. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Man, that's powerful. See, because if the world hate you, now, know this, that it hated me first, Jesus said. So if it hated him first, before it hated us, if you are of the world will love its own. You know, Evangelist Sharon, she texted me something the other day. It was so profound. Brother and sister, you ought to be thankful to God that you... you know the mystery. You know what's going on. You need to take John 20:21 seriously. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. You have to be spiritual to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, God sent you. Accept that. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Know that people are going to hate you because you're different. I have people right now. It blesses me. And the Lord showed me why. Because they don't understand the mystery. Mm-hmm. See, if Satan and if the world had understood the mystery of God, they would never crucify Christ.
Amen.
They wouldn't have never crucified Christ. So, trust and believe. Because you are not of the world, but because he have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world is going to hate you. So remember the word that I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, Jesus said, they will also persecute you. So get ready for it. Get ready to toot it up. Man, I said, well, Lord, have mercy. He said, yeah, if you're going to be part of me, you got to get ready to toot it up. Because if they had kept my word, he said, they'll keep your word also. He said, all these things they're going to do to you, thinking they're doing it for my name's sake. But because they do not know him who sent me, they don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
They think they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have the word of Christ. There are scriptures that I just, and I'm thankful today. I'm thankful that the Lord let me know that I'm part of the mystery. The Bible says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. God did this for me. I'm thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful that we have revelation knowledge. But the Bible says, how that by revelation he made known unto us the mystery. Woo! That's awesome.
Amen.
It ain't for everybody.
Amen.
See,
hallelujah.
If the world understood this, the Bible says, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. The church is a mystery. Being spiritual is the only way you're going to understand this mystery.
Hallelujah.
You have to be in Christ. You have to be in Christ.
Amen.
If you're part of Christ, then you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I think about
what
this really means, I'm always reminded of 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. God did this. And it ain't for everybody. See, Paul said, I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So God allow us to be awakened to his spirit. That's what he did. We're awakened to his spirit. When Evangelist Renee said on the other day about these two different gods, whoo, but she was wide awake for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thankful for. Because that's the way, that was my reaction. Lord, are there two gods? Mm-hmm. He said, yeah. And if our gospel be hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost. When I saw that, I said, I'm not lost now. Because in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, unless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine unto them. I thank God for letting his image. I thank God for his glory. I thank God that he opened our eyes so we can be spirit. So we can see this. He has made us triumphant.
Yeah.
He has allowed us to preach a gospel that everybody can't preach.
Mm-hmm.
See, this ministry requires people. And I have to be honest. This ministry that we're talking about is a glorious ministry. It is our gospel. And it's hidden in Christ. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
And everybody can receive it. So, hey, y'all be thankful, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. I want you to be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because you should be wise in your own conscience. That blindness and part of happiness to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile. Because, see, people are blind. They think the church, they got it twisted, man. The organized church, let me be clear, they got it twisted. They think they got it going on. They forget the world that the Bible talking about is the religious world. It ain't talking about the world that they think, because they put down everybody that's not inside those walls. They putting them down. That's what the Israel did to the Gentiles. No, baby. No. See, they get in the building and they say, okay, you're in the world if you're not in their building. Missed it. Missing it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you how they believe. This is how they believe, and this is what they practice. That's why they'll lock them doors come offering time. They'll lock them doors. Well, I shouldn't say offering time. When they're having their little spiritual stuff, they want to lock the doors. But when they got offering, they want to open them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they're praying, they want to shut it up instead of letting God's people be. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're established in this gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which he kept from a secret from the beginning of the world. He kept it a secret even to now. It's a secret. It's a mystery to those who have not complied with being in Christ. Because being in Christ is precious.
Yeah.
It's precious, baby. And you better take care of it. You better watch it. You better. I'm just saying.
Amen.
See, people still don't know who Mr. Babylon is. They don't know. But I know, and you know, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they're in the world. See, as long as they remain in the world and have that world mentality, they'll never see this stuff. And I'm going to show you why. Because over in 2 Corinthians, I want to say it's around, you can start reading like about the 6-7 verse. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that come to naught. Now I want y'all to listen to this. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Organized churches don't teach to be perfect. Them folks in the building, they'll tell you, you can't be perfect. So they can't receive this. If I'm understanding this right, Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. They'll say you can't be perfect. They want you to get perfect. This is why you come here every week. You're getting ready to get perfect. It's over there, over yonder. See, but the Bible says, howbeit we speak wisdom. See, I can't speak this to everybody. I only can speak to those that are perfect. So if you can't see yourself perfect, then you got issues. I need to talk to you for real. I mean, for real, for real. Because, see, your perfectness is in Christ. The Bible says you are complete in him. And that's what perfect means. It means you met the requirement. You're in Christ. Most folks, the devil have bamboozled people in such a way, he got people thinking perfect means without flaw. And that's not what perfect means. You're in Christ, man. Christ took care of all of the impurity. They're all in the things that are not, the things that are not what the mind tells you they should be. Christ already took care. He took care of them. That's why we're perfect in him. So the writer says, which is Paul says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. See, the wisdom of this world, preachers teach. That's what they teach. They'll teach theology, homiletics, Old Testament research, New Testament research. They teach the wisdom of this world, but they can't teach revelation knowledge. That ain't no more different than what Satan had when he met Jesus in Matthew 4. Led him to a high mountain and said, all of this stuff I'll give you if you just bow down and worship me. And Jesus had to put some revelation on him and tell him, thou shalt have no other God before me. And then the devil wasn't finished. He took him to another place and said, it's written, since you won't live by the word of God, it's written that if you jump from this pinnacle, that God will send your angels and bear you up before touch the ground. And Jesus said, it's also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, so Satan's full of scriptures. He just don't have no revelation on them. He don't know what the mystery is. The Bible says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world began. There's hidden wisdom.
Amen.
And the Bible says, which none of the prince of this world knew. Talking about these spirits, see? If they knew it, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. They wouldn't have did that. Because, see, when they did that, that was like sticking a cross in their heart. They wouldn't have did that.
Amen.
But God had revealed them unto us by his spirit. That's why you got to be spiritual. He revealed it. The word revealed means to make known. He had made this known unto who? Not the world, but by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So just like for a man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit which is in him. So even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Talking about the flesh, the world, but the spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. That's not what we operate in there. See, there's a spirit of the world. That's what I want you to see. So I'm thankful that God showed me there's a spirit of the world, and then there's his spirit. There's two different spirits. No, we have not received, listen, brother and sister, the spirit of the world. You don't want to be part of it because they don't know what's going on. You feeling me now?
Amen.
The spirit of the world, they don't know what's going on. And I don't care about them having drums and tangerines and organs and some of the best singers in the world. And I don't care about that. They don't know. They don't know. You might think they know because they dressed up in a nice suit or they got a big hat on. They don't know. Because, see, they're operating in the spirit of the world. That's why the Bible says we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. What we do, we compare spiritual things with spirit.
Amen.
He said the natural man can't receive this stuff. Being in the flesh, you can't receive it. It's foolishness. So I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the mystery. I'm thankful for being able to understand that this is bigger than you and I.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, it is.
Anybody else have any other comments? Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. And we were praying traveling mercy and grace for Sister William. She had some doctor's appointment or something. So we want to pray God's traveling grace and mercy for her life as well. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Oh, brother, Minister Robinson. Minister Robinson also, he's in some parts of these mountains or something. And he's not able to get on. So we want to continue to pray that God open doors that he can see it, even with the, I sent him the how to get on so he can go back and listen when he get an opportunity. I'm just trying to make sure I cover everything. Anybody else?
Amen. Pastor, that was 1 Corinthians chapter 2 you were reading from.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thankful for today. That's what I'm thankful for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Okay. Anybody else? Thankful for anything. Doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Okay, you have anything you want to share, Pastor?
I'm just thankful for the word. Thankful
that
we have different translations that we can make it plain and plainer. So I'm just thankful because a lot of places, they don't have access to the Bible. So they have to go by word of mouth. But we are free. We can study the word, read the word day and night, meditate on the word. So it's such a blessing to learn. I'm thankful.
Okay. Well, there's that was Sister William. I saw that she, I think, hung back up. But anyway, I see she did manage to get on.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
But for some reason or another, she got disconnected. She did press one, so let me say that I did. In other words, I saw her. I saw her jump on here.
All right.
So,
praise God.
I want to acknowledge that.
Amen. The pastor reading 1 Corinthians.
I mean, that's
2,
her right there.
All right,
let's see here. Granius William? Sister William?
Yes.
We saw you came on, and I don't know what happened, but did you, thank you for coming on. Did you have anything that you'd like to share, or thankful thirst, or anything?
No, thank you, Pastor.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Pastor. Continue. I just want to make sure we acknowledge you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just wanted to read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16 from the New Living Translation. It says, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thought except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we've given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that there you go, people. That's exactly the same thing I said. I'm going to say pretty much.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
It's important that we be spiritual. If you're going to understand the revelation of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to become spiritual. Because I'm going to tell you, the world don't know. Going in these church buildings, you if you got it, because remember now, if our gospel be hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost, and the God of this world have blinded their minds. Unless you get a glimpse of this stuff, and God bring you out of that mess, I know it's hard on some people, and I know some people going to hear this, and they're going to disagree, and they're supposed to, because there will be controversy when it comes to the true gospel. So let me be clear. I know that. I get that. I understand that. There will be some disappointment, and the Bible says that. So with that being said, they're not going to get it. They'll look right at it and won't understand it. That's why I had you guys to read in the book of Luke. They got the word of God, and they got blessed by it, and then they turn around, and they lost sight of what was happening. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they allowed the things of the world to choke out that word. And what happens is it choked the word out. The cares of this world, they care more about the building. They care more about going to church than being the church.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you where their heart is at. And usually where their heart is at, that's where their treasure is at. That's what they treasure, man. They treasure going in the building. Now, I'm not saying that everybody, I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, because, see, I have loved ones just like you have. And you probably feel, well, you know what? My auntie, my mama, my sister, my brother and sister, it's only a few folks going to see this stuff. I'm sorry. I wish I could do. So I can't do anything about it. It's only a few folks going to see this stuff. Everybody ain't going to see it. And when you read that parable in Luke 8, 11 through 15, I ask you guys to read, you'll see. The devil came, and he took away the word of God right out of their spirit. Because they wouldn't believe. I know it's hard, but Satan got that kind of power. Yeah, they received the word of God. They was happy about it. Oh, joy and all that kind of stuff. But it wouldn't catch root. And then the temple came. He began to tempt them. And even though they heard it, their heart got hardened. And the cares of this world choked that word out. They didn't want to give up the pleasures of going to church. And they're not talking about people outside of the church building. Because, see, that's what the folks inside the church want you to think. They're talking about the world, and the world is anybody outside of our organization or outside of this building. They call those people the world. Those are heathens. God don't care nothing about that. He's trying to get the church folk, Israel, but these folks that say that they love God, he's dealing with the religious world, not the heathen world. Because they won't have no problem. See, once a heathen hear this stuff, they ain't got no problem in receiving. Trust me. They ain't got no problem. It's that Pharisee spirit, Sadducee spirit. These are these spirits that don't want to receive the word of God because they think they know. They lifted up in pride. They caught up. Yeah, you get a chance, read over there in Timothy. The Bible says, in these last days, talking about right now, peerless time is going to come when men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, prouders, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, despise good, calling good evil and evil good, headstrong, hardy, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They care more about that building than they do God. And the Bible said they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power, and such people is turned away. Listen to me, man. I'm telling you. And whose desire to live godly in Christ, Jesus will suffer persecution. But every man, and I'm talking about all of them, they're going to grow worse and worse. But you must continue in the things which you have learned about Christ. That's what you got to do.
Amen.
You're only going to be triumphant by being in Christ, and that's being in his spirit, operating in his spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Now, it's important to me that you know that you are blessed, not because of this broadcast, but because God has opened your eyes to see truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you. See, I'm going to tell you, God gets more out of you getting in that word and dealing with that than you are running up that pan tie, running up that. I mean, even when I think about that, what God going to do with your money? Be honest now. If God own everything, why you paying him? Okay? Come on now. Come on. Let's just not be ignorant, people.
Amen.
See, that generational curse is done. I mean, I'm done with it. You can't convince me that God want us in some building. You can't convince me of that. If you do, you need to hurry up and do it. Because I'm trying to figure out, here I only have my rent money, and God want me to take my rent money and go pay rent on a building so I can get in there and worship him. When I got this house here to worship him, man, I got the yard. See, I'm just trying to think sensibly. Why would he do that? Are you smarter than God? I don't think so. I wish Oprah would ask me for a dollar. I wish Bill Gates would ask me for $5.
Amen.
Can you imagine what that guy named that just bought Twitter? What was his name? What that guy named that just bought Twitter? Can you imagine him sending you an envelope to put $2 in here? What's his name? What's his name, Evangelist Renee? What was his name? He just bought Twitter. Can you imagine?
Sure.
He's going to be one of the richest men in the world.
Is it Ian?
What's his name?
Is it Ian? Like Ian? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's part of his. I think that's part of his name. But the guy just bought Twitter. Can you imagine him asking you for money? And he just $44 billion for Twitter. And he going to ask you for $5?
Mm-mm.
But come on, people. I mean, let's wake up to what God is all about for real, for real. What kind of God is that? I know what kind it is, and I'm going to tell you guys. It is the God of this world.
Amen.
That's who it is. I'll tell you who it is. It's the God of this world that would take your little last dollar.
Mm.
It's the God of this world that would pimp your mama and your sisters. That's the God of this world. You don't want me to get to talking about the God of this world and the stuff it does.
Right.
But we need to get the right, need to get the right view about who God is, man. God gonna have you use your little last little gas money and run up there into a building. About, you know, that's that pimp stuff. Don't care what you got to do. No, you got to pay your light bill, but come and pay his bill first. That ain't, what kind of God is that, people? I guess, I mean, I'll say it. You know, it don't bother me. What God going to do? What are you going to do, beat me up? Matter of fact, if I don't say it, I'm in trouble. Woe be unto me if I don't preach this gospel, man. I'm going to be in deep trouble. So I got to tell folks the truth. I got to tell them. If they want to hear it or if they don't, it doesn't matter. I still have to tell. I got to put it out there in the atmosphere. People right here thinking, I was sharing it with, I think it was Evangelist William, because the Lord said, just tell her. A lot of times people waiting on, they think Trump is the Antichrist. Man, Trump is a devil, one of Satan's spirits. But listen, brothers and sisters, the Antichrist had already gone out. It wasn't Trump. Trump wasn't here. That was a spirit. The Antichrist went out way over 2,000 years ago. You don't believe me, 1 John 2. 18:22. So I'm not finna kill no people. Oh, well, Trump, the Antichrist. The Antichrist spirit been here. He ain't just came here. And you think I'm gonna not tell you? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. If you waiting around here on the Antichrist spirit, it's already out here. It's already, matter of fact, if you waiting on it, you've been captive. Already you've been taken captive and don't know it. You blind. You know why? Because it's a false teacher. It's a false spirit. That Antichrist is a spirit that say that they like God, but they don't like God. They say that they're with God, but they oppose God. See, they anti. Even though it looked like they for it, they yet oppose us. Well, that ain't no different than what Trump did. Trump talking about make America great again. But then he turn around and tear it down. Turn around and tell them guys, y'all stand down. If you love America like that, why would you have them guys go up there and tear up the building? See? If you love Christ like you say you do, you can't have two gods. You can't.
Amen.
You can't have two gods. You're going to love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. You ain't going to have both of them. Now, you may have two boyfriends. You may have two girlfriends. You may have three, four women, three, four men. But baby, this ain't what you're working with here. You're going to either have one or the other. And then there's some women that ain't finna stand by and let you have two, three women. And there's some men that ain't going to stand by and let you have two, three women. They just ain't finna have it. It ain't gonna happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Bernie turn around and let you play fiddle. I know he ain't finna do it. You gonna either get and be with Christ and say the things of Christ and understand the mysteries of the things of God that He's given us before the foundation of the world, or you gonna either say you're perfect or you're not. And the only way you can be perfect is to be in Christ. Okay. See, this stuff ain't really rocket science. You just got to make up your mind to be in Christ. Well, it's Thankful Thursday, and I'm so thankful for the Word of God. I tell you, brothers and sisters, well, we're...